Odd Sports Betting Show that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Toe.
Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Right?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Good shirt.
Jude.
Oh, no.
Another one?
Fuck the
I bear. Can't take this.
Who Bruce, cares? How are we?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
What a sweet jacket, Bruce.
Picks Friday. Yeah, this thing is pretty sweet.
What are we picking?
I'm mostly picking the NFL.
Okay.
Coming off a 4-1 wild card weekend, hoping to keep it
rolling. Any NBA picks out there, anybody?
I got a couple.
It's tough. We got a poop bowl.
Any Sebae Bay picks out there?
Come on.
Any footy picks out there?
Come on.
Yeah, we got footy, dude. Ivan Tony.
Are we going
back.
Down under?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I think that's it. I think we got it covered.
Golf update.
Golf perhaps? Update, perhaps.
Yeah, so I got a little, so I took Justin Thomas to win outright, and then it was putting me emotionally on tilt. And like, I don't know if anyone's ever had that happen, but I placed it at $500, a lot of money. 500 to win 10 grand.
Jesus Christ.
But sweating JT was putting me on tilt. But I decided to put myself back on tilt and bet him to win the tournament again this morning. And I do regret
it. Is your problem.
So you cash out the bet?
I cashed out the bet yesterday because I was like, this put me on tilt. There's no reason to be on tilt. And then this morning he birdied his first two holes. And I was like, I'm going to put myself back on tilt.
What the fuck?
What is wrong with your brain right now?
How many times are you trying
who
to
hurt
say,
you
say tilt today?
Well, you guys know.
Did you make money on the cash out?
Yeah, like $30.
Okay.
It was a no. It was a no blood.
What was the second wager worth? Same.
A little more.
What the fuck, bro?
What do you mean? I'm rolling, boys.
He's rolling.
I'm rolling, boys. Winners only. I already bet the entire slate.
Bro, Bruce, you're the motherfucker that will talk to me about unit control.
I
and
won't
then do this.
No, I don't.
Yes, you have. Yes, control. You have.
Well, he's 10 under.
Is he in the lead?
No, he's 4 back.
Who's in the lead?
Sam Burns.
Sam Burns.
Followed Sam Burns.
Siwoo's up there. Bazenhut's up there.
It's one of those birdie fests where it's going to be like 30 under winner.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, it is.
So the course is not winning.
I'm excited to hear you sweat that all weekend.
Yeah, but I also got to keep in mind I have
or not.
I have the top. Yeah. I have the top 10, so it's covered.
Yeah.
Couple.
If he finishes
couple,
top 10.
Yeah, a couple Miller Lights and
guaranteed to cover.
Game of pool. We'll forget about it.
All right. Let's do the divisional round.
Yes.
Why not?
Let's do the divisional. And if you recall. Bruce said we have to have a prop bet for game.
God damn it.
I got forgot about I
that.
Got
oh, Mitt, you ones. Had... I mean, how many times did your teachers hear you say that in your over your course of your life?
Tony, I'm the type of kid that used to use other kids' fucking homework in class. So, yeah, I forget to do shit. It's not in this...
Guy's a bully.
You're a pirate?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm a pirate.
All right, let's start. In Baltimore, 9.5 is your number. A little bit of wind. You know, it's going to be chilly, but not too bad. I mean, 20 degrees, whatever. It is what it is. 9.5 is your number. My prop bet with the win and the number one ranked pass defense, the Baltimore Ravens, I will go CJ Stroud under 240 pass yards.
I like it, Tony.
Call me crazy. I like Dalvin Cook to get into the paint.
Okay.
+750.
I like it.
A bit of a flyer.
Yeah, I think so.
We're doing props first here.
Yeah.
I am on Isaiah Likely anytime touchdown +200. Good value. He's obviously been playing great.
Mark Andrews at.
Yeah, part of the value is Mark Andrews potentially being back, but he is not. I think it's likely that Likely finds pay dirt.
Mark Andrews a little more cerebral.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mitt, Calvin if Duck, you haven't found one yet, we could do our game picks and come back to you.
I mean, I found one pretty fast. Lamar Jackson, anytime touchdowns, +115. I like that.
Wow.
Okay. Run one in.
That's a good price.
+115
for the game. I'm gonna take it an easy way out here. I'm gonna tease the Ravens and the Niners both down to 3 6.5 point teasies.
It'll be fascinating to see how you lose that one, honestly. Like, it's tough to see.
That's minus 130, whatever.
Yeah, I'll join you in that, but I'm also going to, I'm laying it with the Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know Texans are good, but that's a tough barn.
Tough barn.
Very, very tough barn. I'm with you, Gumpy. I snagged Ravens minus 6.5, laying 160 earlier this week. I know that is obviously a juicy affair. This is my smallest wager of the weekend. But I do think that the Texans defense hasn't faced a test close to this all year long. And when they have, faced tough tests, they've tend to let up a lot of points. It's a lot to ask of their front seven. And I think that the egg that the Ravens laid against the Titans in 21, was it?
Yep.
Twice, actually, I believe.
Yeah,
I think that'll loom large here, and they will be, steadfast in not coming out rusty and looking out of sorts.
Yep, a lot of points is what I'm expecting from both offenses, actually. I like C.J. Stroud, not enough to bet him on this just because of the way the trends have been. So I'm going to take Baltimore minus the 9.5, and then a much larger bet over 43.5 is probably one of my favorite bets of the weekend.
It's going to get like a sauna in here real quick.
It's really hot back here.
Well,
it's 200 degrees in here.
What's been going on with this tile?
So I can tell you what happened, okay? Because of the cold outside, we have to turn on the heat on the outer walls, which is Bill's thermostat.
Yeah.
Which controls these rooms.
Thanks, Bill.
But Tim bought a tile for there to cover up the vent so that it doesn't just pour into here. I believe that fell off.
Okay.
So now the heat, since the show's over and Bill's not in his room anymore, he turned it on.
Get it.
The heat is just, don't show it. Don't show it.
No.
Oh, I can't.
No, it's just a disaster over
there. Don't show it.
The heat is just pouring into here.
And nice. Is that why the bricks are falling down?
Yes.
Okay.
So, a bit of a sabotage.
Saboteur, yes. Some would say.
Okay, so on to Green Bay at San Fran. 9.5 as well.
I have some fun stats for this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's hear them.
Total has gone over in 10 of the last 14 between Niners and Green Bay.
Okay.
San Francisco 0-5 ATS, their last 5 at home.
Okay.
San Francisco 7-0 straight up, their last 7 on Saturday. And San Francisco 13-3 ATS, their last 16 played in January.
Okay.
That is all.
My, I gotta call Bill.
You're that hot. I'm on the Packers plus 10.5. I think that Love can keep them in a close shootout affair and also will them to a meaningless backdoor touchdown as well. So I'm just backing Jordan Love. He's been playing so amazing that, why not? And I, too, am on the over. I bought a few points down to over 48.5. Minus 154, but I do think it should fly over the 50.5.
When you left your room, did you turn the heat on?
No, it's been the same.
Are you sure? 700 degrees in here.
Yeah, no shit, Bill.
66. What do you want?
Well, and Tim's thing fell down.
So Tim actually is kind of like a hot rod. He just straight piped you straight in. So you might be tapped into the furnace right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Sean Strickland going to win?
Change anything.
Is Sean Strickland going to win?
Sean Strickland going to win, Bill?
That is the only interesting fight that if you bet on any other fight on that card, you are truly a, I don't want to say the word.
I didn't ask.
Capital D.
No, we got some good best.
You're calling people's marks?
I will call people marks if they bet on any other fight on that card. Well, but yeah,
Sean Strickland. Call people casuals?
What's Sean Strickland's, is he big favorite?
I
don't know.
I think it's, he's probably minus 200, around that.
Wow.
Knockout fourth round.
All right, Bill.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill.
Attaboy, Bill. It's good stuff.
Okay, so where are we at? We're on the Niners. Bruce is taking the Packers.
Yep. What's
Andy
your
over?
What's your prop bet,
Bruce? Oh, I actually have two. It's little same
every single
little game. Same game parlay here.
That's good.
I'm taking Musgrave over 17.5. I'm going to play that straight as well. That is just way too short to me. You know, two catches and we should be sitting pretty. And then I also like Kittle over 40 plus as a parlay piece with that. You know, the Packers linebackers are going to be dealing a lot, stopping the run. Kittle should be able to squeak out there.
I think Christian McCaffrey is going to run for over 200 yards.
Okay, so my prop is Christian McCaffrey over 89.5.
Yeah.
And then obviously I have the Niners in the teaser. Thank you, Bill.
I got the nine. I'm laying it with the Niners, and I got Kittle anytime Tud plus 110.
Ooh. All right. No one's taking a Green Bay player to score. I got a Debo Samuel 2+ touchdowns at plus 600. I don't know nice. Why I liked that, but I did. And then I'm taking the over of 50.5 because I think both these offenses are going to have a good day here. Also, I'm probably going to end up taking Jordan Love 2.5 plus touchdowns.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to Sunday.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Detroit. 6.5, I believe, is your total, right? Or is your number?
Yes, your number.
All right. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions.
Ooh.
Laying the 6.5. And my prop bet is Rashad White under 54 yards. Mambo said earlier, Tampa can't run the ball. Detroit can stop the run. That's my prop. That's my pick. What do you got?
Prop bet.
Sure.
Laporta in the paint plus 120.
Sure.
This is my least confident pick of the weekend. I do not love it.
Yeah.
I think the Bucs find a way to cover 6.5. I don't know how. It's going to take a masterclass from Baker.
Yeah.
But
that's how.
And if the Bucs can get
a solid defense.
Yeah, if they get to Goff, that changes things. I mean, we did see Goff two-hand throw a pass behind him when he got pressured last weekend.
Yeah, didn't handle that well.
No, so if they can get to him, that changes things. But I just think 6.5 is too many here.
Okay.
My prop, Montgomery, 50+. It's only minus 170. I know that that's actually laying juice, but like that should be minus 300. Montgomery's the bell cow. He's going over 50. I don't know what else to tell you. Lions minus 6.5 for me. I do just envision them running the ball, stopping the run, and beating the shit out of the Buccaneers. Ford Field will be jumping, yada, yada, yada. Lions minus 6.5.
Okay. Bet.
I'm taking Chris Godwin to score at plus 225.
Good price.
I think
good
the price is great for that. And then also, I'm probably just going to end up putting Detroit in like a money line parlay. I don't want to fuck with the 6.5. I think they end up winning. I don't know if they'll cover. I can see Baker backdooring it, or even honestly, I could see Baker fucking winning the damn thing, which would stink for Foxy, but it would be kind of cool for the NFL.
Wait, Bruce, I just saw it in chat. What happened to, did you say Kate Otten?
Oh yeah. Kate Otten. I think he's at 21.5, but that's a safe bet. He was making, like, he had maybe three catches that looked like they might be pick sixes the other way that he just caught and then, like, got a little yak out of.
Yeah.
Guy. Pretty good. Pretty good tight end.
And then the finale.
The finale.
The one.
The one on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
3, 2.5, somewhere around there is your number.
What's the total?
Hey, you 45. Got 45.5.
I think the under is live.
So that's a heavy total.
Total's gone under in 5 of 6 of Chiefs games.
That's an under you take, though, and then you're watching Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen play football, and you're like, why'd I do
that? Yeah, but then you're blessed with a good game.
You're blessed.
True.
Also, total gone under in 5 of Buffalo's last 6 games when playing at home against KC.
Okay. My prop, Pacheco over the 63.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Pound the rock, he says.
And Chiefs plus the 3.
I'm also on the Chiefs plus the 3. Mahomes is a dog. And Josh Allen to throw a pick, minus 110.
Yep. My props are Josh Allen to score and Pacheco to score. And then I'm with you actually on Josh Allen to throw a pick. I thought about it more and it's just like he's gonna. I might as well.
He almost gave the Steelers one.
Yeah, yeah. He probably will. I'm on the Bills. I'm on them 2.5 already. I'm going to add them money line as we approach kickoff. And this is basically what I envision is the Chiefs. Like, we've seen them, I think, 4 or 5 times this year. We'll have the ball down a touchdown or down 3 and have a crucial drop or a devastating mistake like being offsides that ends their season in Buffalo. I know as a road dog, Mahomes has been great, but I have a hard time believing that Bills Mafia will not be a factor in this game and slowing down that Chiefs offense a little bit, just enough to advance.
Bit.
All right, this is definitely going to matter if Taylor Swift is in appearance or not.
It's the divisional.
Yeah, she's also in New York right now fucking recording.
Guess where Buffalo is?
Yeah, it's in fucking New York, but it's on the other side, Tony. I understand geography. Yeah,
hopefully her PJ works.
Yeah, she might be able to.
She does.
She might be able to make the trip.
She does take about 300 private jets a year, but I'm taking Travis Kelce.
She could be in Tokyo today and make it there.
I understand.
Do you?
I get it.
Do Kelce you? Has to find the paint here.
Kelce has to score. To.
He hasn't scored 7
fucking games.
Yeah, dude, it's been forever.
It used to be -200.
It was shocking.
Dude, it was McCaffrey numbers on Kelce to find the paint forever. No doubt.
It was a guarantee. Now the sure thing for Andy Reid is Pacheco.
I have to take that.
Dude, I was looking for it against the Dolphins. I was like, all right, Kelce took the week 18 off. He's going to come into the playoffs and it's going to be just like old times. It wasn't.
You know what?
It's got a hint of Dak and CeeDee Lamb.
You know what's killing me, Bruce?
Whoa.
You know what's killing me, Bruce?
What?
And I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but I know I did. He did the New Heights this week.
This is bad, dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
No, just wait.
He didn't even have when was the last time you saw Kelce not with a fresh cut every time?
Oh, he's not even lined up, you're saying?
No.
Oh.
That's concerning to me.
I like that, though.
No.
Real hoopers.
Bro. That's real not hoopers. Real hoopers, dude. No,
real hoopers aren't lined up.
Whole fucking career, he's had a fresh fade, beard every week.
What do you say?
That's been forever with Travis Kelce.
Bad weather,
bitch,
dude.
Don't get too comfortable, dude.
His barber goes to his fucking house. We've seen it on IG.
What are you saying?
He's
comfortable. I'm saying.
Bad weather. He couldn't get there.
Or maybe, did they break up?
No,
bro. It's the opposite.
If they start reporting proposal, you know, it might be the other way.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's what I'm taking.
Swift over.
I think it's the opposite.
Kelce over.
Taylor over.
It might be, dude. Honestly, when was the last time you saw Kelce not with a fresh fade?
Never.
Beard lineup.
Also, Johnson and Russell Douglas both are looking good to go, which is big.
They do have
that honestly kind of helps my Kelce prop because he's going to be on Rashee Rice.
Yeah. I mean, they still have no linebackers. So,
yeah.
Need Chase Blackburn.
Is Justin Ross playing? I feel like he might catch a touchdown.
Questionable. As is Kadarius Toney.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney can sit this one the fuck out.
No, if Toney does something in this game that leads to a Chiefs win, it would be the most Toney thing of all time.
Okay. That's the divisional. Thank you all for all your work.
Do we have look-ahead lines to the championship games anywhere?
Let me see.
Like if this happens, that happens. This is what we got.
Not on ESPN, but
no.
No.
Damn. Let me Twitter search.
Damn.
Let's go to the NBA tonight.
I got. Oh nope. Those are 2022.
We're good.
Thank you.
I know I said I was done betting on Lakers games.
Mm-hmm.
Is Embiid playing tonight?
Playing tonight?
Yes.
But they're playing Orlando.
Yeah, I know. I'm just asking because I have a moneyline parlay.
Okay, so I took Philly -5 going into Orlando because I think
Embiid is in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a moneyline parlay, Sixers, Celtics, Lakers.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't love the Celtics tonight.
Whoa.
Because it's Denver. I know that they're 20-0 at home. I get it.
Do you?
Yes, do you know
they're 20-0?
Yes, they are 20-0 at home. Yeah, they are. They haven't
fucking lost at home. 21-0.
Yeah, but they might fucking win by six because Denver's plus +7. I just don't think Denver.
That is an plus insane +7 number for the NBA champion to be at any point in the season.
God damn it. That's just way too high for, I mean, yeah, the reigning NBA champions. And then also, I thought the Phoenix line, Phoenix going into the Pelicans plus +2. I mean, I understand they.
The Pelicans have been.
That one was just a prank, though.
Asshole. This is actually making me so mad. The Pelicans have been very good this year. They've been one of the surprising teams in the NBA. Probably the most surprising to me. But I like Phoenix getting two there.
Bol Bol's out.
Who did you say?
Bol Bol.
Oh, I give a shit.
Whoa, this guy today. It's Feel Good Friday. Come Jesus. On,
dude, he doesn't play. Who cares? But talking about an alien that does play,
Bol Bol.
Wemby's going into Charlotte. And yeah, it is kind of a poop bowl, but Sacramento's getting 4.5. I think Wemby goes off. Hopefully they get
him going
20 minutes.
It's back to back. Is he going?
Wemby?
He doesn't sit. Or
Sacramento?
He hasn't shown them sitting. Or him sitting. This is annoying. He only plays like 24 minutes. And he should be playing like 35.
Wemby's out.
Fuck!
Yeah, I'm on Charlotte Hornets minus -180 if they lose tonight.
Yeah,
their entire organization.
I might add Charlotte to the Moneyline parlay.
Heavy research from you today.
Their other center is out too because it's the front end of a back-to-back. The Spurs lineup tonight is abysmal. And if the Hornets lose, they got LaMelo Ball back. They got Terry Rozier. They got NBA players. You got to fire your coach if you lose tonight.
Jeez. Oh, Wemby, can't call for out? People's jobs.
I just did, brother.
Don't be your schlock.
I just did, brother.
Jeez.
God, I can't believe Wemby's out.
Anything else in the NBA tonight?
No, that's it.
How about NHL? I asked Nick. I said, come in. He said no. So
he takes about as much time off from the show as the coin these days, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they coincide.
Yeah.
Skates, huh?
I like the Devils on the money line.
Sure. At the Blue Jack.
Yep. I like the Panthers in 60.
Okay.
While they're on a back-to-back. And put me down for the Islanders in 60. Blackhawks on a back-to-back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Texas hockey got shit-kicked by the Flyers. There's some fucking teams.
Rags got shit-kicked again.
Yeah, by the Knights. They got shit-kicked in Vegas, bro. They got
killed. Anytime you see Rangers as like a minus -130 favorite. This team
was good.
No, they suck, dude.
They might be fraud alert.
Swiss cheese chest.
Might have a fraud alert.
And every time we play an opposing goalie, he's standing on his head like fucking the guy from Miracle.
Marty Brodeur.
No, the guy from, what's his last name? Hart?
Patrick Waugh?
Miles and Miles Hart.
Art.
You got art.
Rangers don't have any art.
They do not have any art.
How do we feel about Ivy League, Sebebe?
I mean, the Friday slate is just hard to get jacked up for.
I got one pick.
Go ahead.
We're going to Connecticut here. We're going to Boston Connors, alma mater. Give me Fairfield money line. Stags up, baby. Stags up.
Okay. Who they got?
St. Peter's. Peacocks.
Ooh.
Stags up. Tough barn.
That line moved a lot. Antonio Pierce, head coach.
Really?
Yep. Let's go. Come on.
Give it to us, Bruce.
That's actually awesome. Let's go.
You're not allowed to celebrate because you turned your back.
Never forget. You forgot what being a Raider was all about.
You forgot what the autumn wind was.
Where did I fade? Oh, the Chargers.
Yeah.
That was the worst take you've ever given on this show.
You forgot.
Yeah, I stand by it. Easton Stick, he had it in him.
We're not doing this again. Akron plus +1.5 at Kent State. Marist plus +3.5 at Mount St. Mary.
Duh.
And I know it's been ugly for IU of late. But I think 11.5 points is a lot for them against Wisconsin.
What the?
Is it in Assembly or is it at Wisconsin?
It's at Wisconsin.
That's still so
That's much. The Kohl Center.
I don't like that.
That's so many gosh darn points.
I mean, dude. They got walked by Purdue the other night.
Yeah, but that's Purdue.
It is Purdue.
It is Purdue.
It's Purdue.
Yeah, I just
second and this team in the country.
This line's moving. Like it was 9.5 this morning. So I think they can keep it within 11.5, boys. And if not, everybody's going to be calling for what's the name's head.
Justin Thomas in the drink for the second time today.
Oh,
guess, at least, and on the bright side here, we're not on tilt because it already lost.
At least we're not on tilt. I was waiting to be on tilt.
Oh, thank God.
Holy shit. Are the football gods
back? We've been done with the games for a long
time. It's so fucking hot.
No, they turned up.
It is so hot.
I'm so hot, brother. How did this
happen?
Well, the heater situation is...
It's a bad one.
Boy.
Yeah.
Melt.
It's fucking hot, brother. And
to be honest, the heater turned off 20 minutes ago, so this is way better than what it was.
Yeah, it's better than what it was.
Jeez.
It just got back here. Heat so hot. This rack is going to explode.
What are you, that rack?
Yeah.
What are you doing for the games?
All right. The two tud parlay I'm doing for the four. I'm going.
It's unbelievable how blue your mouth is.
Dude, this gum, man. Big League Chew, blue raspberry. Doesn't fuck around when it comes to changing your mouth to blue. I'm going first game, Gus Edwards 2 against the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
I just think I like the Cook because late he'll get carries. But I like Gus Edwards 2 because they're going to key on Lamar. In the late game, I like Debo 2.
Yeah.
McCaffrey, obviously. The key on him. I would take McCaffrey solo 3 tuds, parlay with 125 rushing yards
at least.
But right now, Debo and Gus Edwards on Saturday. Sunday, I'm going. The early game is
NFC.
Yep, I'm going Amon-Ra St. Brown because Buck secondary. Bruce is taking off his jacket. Kith Nix. I'm going Amon-Ra. In the Sunday first game, but could easily switch to Mike Evans. Could be one of those two.
Okay,
and then late game Josh Allen 2 tuds. It's plus $380,000.
Okay,
so it's 100 to win $380,000. That's where I am.
I like it.
That is where I'm doing.
I like those odds.
Yeah,
like
they're good odds.
Why not? Hey, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer down. By the way, you did a little bit of Mickey Loomis there.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh no. Why'd you tell me that?
We'll cut it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I heard everyone else heard it, right?
I don't know who
the fuck that is.
Jesus Christ.
Is it all time performance here? Holy fuck.
Jesus Christ. What were you doing? Were you sleeping during the A block 2 days ago? God.
Let's go. Yeah. What?
Can we go to footy?
Yeah.
Ivan Toney's back.
Yeah. This is...
our sweet king has returned.
This is my favorite bet of the weekend. Yeah. After an 8-month ban for gambling, Ivan Toney is returning to the pitch for Brentford.
Yes, he is.
Anytime goal scores, plus 125.
Oh.
He takes the penalties.
He's probably not going to start.
He's
captain and starting.
Yes.
Okay. Bruce, it's Ivan
Toney. Ivan Toney runs Brentford, Bruce. He legitimately runs Brentford.
Where are they on the table right now?
They're down there. They're actually below their opponent, Nottingham Forest.
Are they?
Yeah, I believe by a point.
They got to figure that out. Jeez, Nottingham's made a bit of a run here.
A bit of a run, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, neither team plays much defense, perhaps a both teams to score fixture.
Just Toney. La Liga, I got Bilbao, draw no bet at Valencia. Real Sociedad, draw no bet at Celta Vigo. Bundesliga, Freiburg, moneyline versus Hoffenheim.
Mm-hmm.
Dortmund, moneyline versus Cologne. Wolfsburg, draw no bet at Heidenheim. Frankfurt moneyline at Darmstadt. Bayer Leverkusen, I don't know what this line is, if I'm missing something here.
Okay.
They're plus 105, draw no bet.
Take it.
They are the best team in the Bundesliga right now. I think they're plus 185 moneyline.
Okay.
So if you want draw no bet, take draw no bet. I'm jumping in on the money line. That's too good of a price. Serie A, I got AC Milan, moneyline at Udinese. Monza, draw no bet at Empoli. And then Sunday, I just have Genoa, draw no bet, Juventus, moneyline, Barcelona, moneyline, Girona, moneyline, West Ham, draw no bet at Sheffield, and Liverpool with Salah and Endo away at the African Nations Cup are minus 140 on the money line at Bournemouth. I think that's a very good price for Liverpool.
Okay. I didn't hear any Burnley.
Burnley's not playing.
Yeah, okay. It's a limited slate here. It is as we gear up for the CONCACAF Cups.
Yes.
You want to link up at your chats for the fucking Brentford Bees?
For the what?
For the Brentford Bees.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, sure.
Should cozy up to the bar, have a pint.
Let's go down under.
Oh, yeah.
Go down under.
Dirty Mike's been fucking killing it, boys. There's no other way to really describe it. Bit of a bigger card today, I would say. This is our first.
He's feeling it, so.
Yeah, this is our first no, which is interesting. Arthur Chazooks.
Yep.
Chazooks, something like that. Arthur, just search that.
Artie.
Player to win at least two sets. Nope. He voted no. So that's plus 110. Jerry Shang. This is I believe a Chinese fellow. His name is Jung Chen, but he selected his English name as Jerry because he loves Tom and Jerry. I think similar to Tom Kim.
Nice.
Of PGA Tour fame. Ugo Umpet is plus 140 against Hubert Hurkacz. So we're back in Ugo Umpet there, plus 140. Feliz Ugor Alisimi, fucking who knows, boys. The guy playing Medvedev, we're taking him to win over 15 and a half games. That's a play on the set wager. We watched Medvedev versus Rusevirio or whatever the guy's name is, and Rusevirio took him pretty deep. So we will back Medvedev's opponent there. And then on the women's side, Elena Ostapenko takes on Azarenka. I thought Azarenka was the number one, but that chick is minus 135 to beat her. So I guess Azarenka's fallen off a bit. But yeah, that's Dirty Mike's place.
That was awesome.
That was good. Good breakdown.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome. Guess what, boys? I cashed out.
Hey, did you lose money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A ton of money. Enough to make you a little sick. But it's okay because I bet it on Ivan Tony and the Brentford Bees.
So I hammer down his hammer down.
Bro, I keep it real.
Ivan Tony is, if he doesn't score tomorrow, I will be in shambles.
I think I'm Ivan Tony the way the watch my wages.
Be tone over.
It could be Ivan tone over.
No, he's just getting tone started.
What the fuck? All right. It's a great weekend. Enjoy it.
Oh, Tony, I got something.
Fuck yeah.
What do you have, Mitt?
Well, I did have a funny quote, but...
A funny quote? Ha-ha-ha quote?
Aha!
All right,
Tony. What are you, a clown?
I want to hear the
funny quote. Better be the fucking music industry.
Give us the funniest fucking quote we've ever heard.
It better be from the music industry.
And it better make me smile.
I better laugh. Be
funny.
You make me laugh.
All right, it's not that funny.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ, you said it was funny.
You oversold.
So do you have two quotes?
No,
I do have two quotes.
All right, well, let's get the funny one first.
Well, Tony.
No.
Oh, you want to finish with the funny one?
No, funny first.
Funny first. Funny
well,
first.
Tony.
But yeah, unless the second one's sad.
Tony?
Yeah.
Gambling's hard work.
Yep.
And my hard work is finally catching up with perfect timing. It's a quote from Future.
Okay. That was the funny one?
You dog.
Okay, what's the unfunny one?
Well, Tony, when we're gambling, there's really only one thing that matters, because you can either win or you can lose. And to quote the great Al Davis, just win, baby.
Hell yeah, brother.
I feel like Al's made the quote board before, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, Tony, we do this every time something good happens with the Raiders, aka my dad, so...
You didn't get my message yesterday on who I wanted a quote from, but that's fine.
Did you want Kid Rock?
No.
Well, that's who I was going to go with. So
the greatest quote musicians are the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. Like, I knew that.
You should read a book.
That they don't make books. They write fucking songs.
Which are tiny little books.
They are.
Good luck.
God bless.
I'm hurt.
Die. Die.